Good morning, good people. This is Kipling Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we are joined by Eddie Myers, the regional president for Georgia at PNC Bank, to talk about their upcoming Black History Month program. Eddie Myers, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I am so honored to be working with PNC Bank for this upcoming Black History Month program. But share with our listeners what celebrating Black History Month means at PNC Bank and for your employees.
Well, one of the things that we focus on as a company is that we think it's very important to recognize and celebrate differences that help drive collaboration and innovation. So diversity is one of PNC's seven core values, and we've been committed, we've been committed to diversity for quite some time now, and larger efforts to strengthen the communities we serve at the end of the day.
That's a wonderful thing. It's especially wonderful to hear it from a bank or a financial institution. We know that PNC Bank this year is going to be honoring athletes, and you were an athlete with Navy, you played with the Falcons, but can you share why the focus on athletes is important?
Well, the focus on athletes is important because it's something that we focus on, as an institution. I mean, if you really look at it, most athletes have learned to work together in teams, not by themselves, but in teams. And in order to be successful, we as an institution need to work together as teams. And working together as diverse teams will bring out the best of us. And so we as business leaders, part of our commitment to diversity stems from, our belief of having an all-inclusive workplace. And the engagement of all employees can drive greater business results. And that's why the focus on athletes is so important, because they understand that. I mean, it's almost, it comes by nature that they understand that, because all of them have worked in a team environment focused on goals that aren't necessarily their own, but focused on goals that will impact the team as a whole.
You know, we have found so much research that diverse teams produce better outcomes. They produce more innovation. They're better for the bottom line. And athletes, you say it's by nature, but it's almost a second sense, because to succeed in a team environment, you definitely need input from everyone that is a part of the
right.
team.
Exactly.
Even in single sports like swimming and track, for the team to move forward, you still have to work together.
Exactly. And that's why the focus this year we have on honoring athletes. I mean, we feel that it's strong, that it's important for us to work together in a business environment as teams and as diverse teams. And as you said earlier, we will drive better business results by doing that.
Now, our country is home to so many diverse communities. And as you mentioned, PNC Bank serves all of those communities as a supporter. And we've talked about some of your initiatives before, working with students in the Latino community. What are some of the initiatives you can share with our listeners today that PNC is implementing that lifts all of our communities?
Well, a couple things that we've done. One of the things that I'm very proud of is our library card program in our efforts with the zoo. And what that allows us to do is impact communities so that they can get access to the zoo, because as you know, part of the education process is about access and exposure, and the more you get kids exposed to different environments, they can aspire and they can dream to aspire to certain levels and certain heights. By not having that exposure, what ends up happening is they're only left to what they see around them. So it's one of the things that's core to what we try to do. The other thing that we've done is we've also provided access to the National Center of National Center for Civil and Human Rights. And most people will think that the National Center for Civil and Human Rights is just on civil rights and as it has impacted blacks here in the South and things of that nature. And no, it's beyond that. It's more than that. The National Center for Civil and Human Rights is about civil and human rights across the world. So allowing kids from low-income communities access and to be able to help them understand not only what has happened in our past as a black community, but also what is happening or what has happened across the world will allow them to get a better understanding from an educational standpoint and a better understanding of their own history. And those are two of the things that we've done here that impacts all of our communities. And I think it's been a positive impact.
Eddie, you just explained that so well. When I talk with folks about PNC Bank and their interest and support of children in the community, a lot of people are like, you know, but they're a bank. Why are these children such an important focus for PNC Bank?
I mean, simply stated, children are our future, okay? So we feel very strongly that educating our kids early in the process, reaching out to them early in the process, when kids can still aspire and still have an impact in early childhood development, I think is core to what we do. Not I think, I know it's core to what we do. And if we can impact kids at an early age to aspire to become doctors, aspire to become attorneys, aspire to become bankers, as a matter of fact, right? We're gonna raise better kids, better communities, and it's gonna have an impact across the country. And it's not, you know, so if you, and it's a multiplier effect. If you gotta, and we think about it as that as well, as a multiplier effect, so that you impact a few kids and their impact. If we have a positive impact on 10 kids, those 10 kids will have a positive impact on another 10, and on. And that's what we can do over a period of time and have a positive impact on all of our communities.
You said it so much better than I could. It's a wonderful pay it forward because children are the future.
Exactly.
So as we've mentioned, we're honoring athletes this year for Black History Month, and it seems a perfect time to talk about the Winter Olympics and your daughter, Elena Myers-Taylor, who is a silver medalist in bobsledding and is competing in the 2018 Olympics in Korea.
Right.
So how did Elena get involved with bobsledding?
Well, Elena got involved a number of years ago. When they took softball out of the Olympics. So when she was in college, she went to George Washington University, and she was a two-time All-American, played a little pro softball. Prior to that, they had taken softball out of the Olympics, and it was always one of her dreams to aspire to the Olympics, to represent her country in the Olympics. That was one of her dreams. So when they took softball out of the Olympics, she was just looking for another sport. And fortunately, at the end of the day, my wife was thinking, hey, look, why don't you just try bobsled? And the rest is history from there. I mean, and she's exceeded our expectations with respect to bobsled, with respect to sports in general. She's done very well.
And, Eddie, that is another thing about athletes. That athletic ability is often transferable between different sports.
Not only is it transferable between different sports, is that desire, that drive is transferable in business. And that's what we see out of athletes. I mean, they talk about the 10,000 hour rule about, you know, if you want to become a professional athlete, how much work it takes. And generally speaking, it takes about 10,000 hours to become a professional, right? It's the same thing with business. You have to have drive. You have to have passion for what you do. Otherwise, do something else. Aspire to do something else, right? Because if you don't have passion, if you don't have drive for something that you're doing, you're not going to be successful at it. You're not going to do it well, and you're going to have negative impact on other folks. So, you know, I find that in a lot of cases, you know, athletes have a positive impact because of their own drive and their own drive as an athlete, and then they bring that to a business environment as well, and everybody, and it's a positive impact or effect to those around them that they're so driven and they have passion for what they do.
Again, that multiplier effect.
Exactly.
Now, what is it like for you, a former athlete who's used to being cheered, you know, on? What is it like for you as a dad watching your daughter compete on this, you know, international level? Are you an anxious dad? Are you cheering? Are you watching?
I'm cheering, but I'm also pretty, you know, not that I get anxious. I just, you know, I don't know. It's just, I guess anxious might be a word I might be able to use, but I'm nervous. You know, I'm nervous watching her compete all the time, and I've always been nervous watching my kids compete at the end of the day. You know, I have three daughters. Ilana is an Olympian, but all my daughters competed through grade school and competed through high school athletically, and I've always been nervous watching them compete, wanting them to do their best, right? And that's all I've ever asked of them, is that they do their best, and same thing with Ilana, that they do their best. And if you do your best, then if you do your best, whether you win or lose is not the issue. The issue is how you performed and how you feel you performed. If you feel you did your best and you got beat, that's okay. That's okay. It's all about doing your best and being the best you can be. Not necessarily comparing you to anybody else, but being the best you. And I think Ilana has done that, and I know that my other daughters have done that as well.
Well, we will all be cheering Ilana on in the Winter Olympics that's starting next week. We are also going to be hosting the Black History Month program for PNC Bank at the Center for Civil and Human Rights. It's going to be on February 28th at 7:30 a.m. As we wrap up, what do you want our listeners to know about PNC Bank that they may not know?
One of the things that I'd like everybody to know and understand is that what we try to do here as an institution is we want folks to understand that we are vested in the growth here in Atlanta. We're vested in the growth of the city of Atlanta and the communities we serve. And what we try to do from a diversity standpoint is we are trying to make sure that we reflect the communities we serve at the end of the day. And as long as we do that, and as long as we try to make an impact, we are here for everyone. I mean, and the Black History event here in Atlanta is just one of the many things that take place in our community within PNC's footprint. For us here in Atlanta, it's a great opportunity to recognize the tremendous accomplishments of some of our best athletes and business leaders. And, you know, that's what we try to do day in and day out.
Well, Eddie Myers, I want to thank you for joining us this morning to talk about PNC Bank and the upcoming Black History Month program, and also to share some insight on athletes, team building, and diversity in business. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much as well. Appreciate it.